At the beginning of this period, we will be doing a guided metta meditation. Metta means loving kindness, and it's one of the earliest teachings of the Buddha, and a very powerful one. If we practice it regularly, we will find ourselves interacting with others in a different way. We'll be more relaxed, we'll be more embracing, more honoring of both ourselves and others if we do this on a regular basis. The ideal time to do this practice is before you go to bed at night. And it's said that if you do that every night, you'll sleep more peacefully, your dreams will be more positive, and you'll wake up more refreshed. Then if you do it again in the morning, first thing, it kind of reinforces that. Some years back, one of our members came to me with concern because he was starting to have nightmares. And it was suggested that he do metta every evening before he went to bed. And he did. And they stopped. The traditional way to do metta practice, loving kindness practice, is to do it in six stages. Each stage must be mastered before you move on to the next stage. And as you move on to each succeeding stage, you always start with the first stage and continue on in order with whatever other stages you've already mastered before you go to whatever stages next that you're working on. But the most important stage is the first one, and that's the stage in which we offer loving kindness towards ourselves. This is something that is not always easy for people. There are people who have a great deal of difficulty offering intentions of loving kindness towards themselves. It's interesting that when the Dalai Lama was spoken to many years back by a number of Western Buddhists, the subject of low self-esteem was brought up, and he was shocked. There is no term in the Tibetan language for that condition. And he found it very hard to wrap his mind around the fact that anybody could feel negative about themselves. But there's something about how we grow up in the West that for many people there is a subtle negative lack of self-esteem. And this practice will help contradict that. It's vital to do this practice in addition, because if we cannot express positive energy, loving intentions toward ourselves, it's virtually impossible to truly do it towards anyone else. And the more we practice doing it towards ourselves and tuning into any negative energies we may feel around it, any resistance we may feel around it, the more we are turning things around for ourselves in a very positive direction. The six stages traditionally are first to offer intentions of loving kindness towards yourself. And we speak of intentions, we don't speak of affirmations. Affirmations is when you're trying to convince yourself of something. An intention is a description of how you intend to live. It's very different and very much more powerful. So the first stage is offering intentions of loving kindness towards yourself. The second is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards someone to whom you feel deeply grateful. It may be somebody that you're related to, it may not. And it doesn't matter really. But the person focused on is one who's been there for you, perhaps at a particularly difficult time in your life, or been there for you just in general. Then the next stage is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards a friend. With friends, we are mostly in positive relationship, but once in a while there can be some negativity that comes up. And generally it's positive. Then the next stage, the fourth stage, is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards someone who is neutral. You don't have any feelings, positive or negative, about that person. It's someone that you may run into from time to time. Somebody, a clerk in the grocery store, the UPS guy, somebody at the post office. But your encounters with that person haven't been extensive enough or deep enough to have come out with a very negative or a very positive image of that person. And then the next stage, the fifth stage, is again a difficult one, and this is why we work towards it from the beginning, from the most positive into the neutral. And now we are offering intentions of loving kindness towards someone that we've had difficulty with, someone we feel may have wronged us, someone who's been a big challenge. In other words, someone about whom we feel negatively. And then the final stage is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards all life. And it can be seen and unseen. It can be human and non-human. Animal, fish, birds, bacteria, algae, the probiotics in your belly. Doesn't matter. But to offer loving kindness intentions towards all beings. So the way to go about it is to settle into your hara, your tanden, and then from there, with shoulders relaxed, back upright, gently upright, begin offering these intentions of loving kindness towards yourself by repeating what's said. And you do it silently. May I be happy. May I be filled with peace, even when things are difficult. May I be understanding and sympathetic. May I be free from anger, which doesn't mean that it may not come up, but even in coming up, may I be free of it. May I be filled with loving kindness towards myself and towards all others. May I be filled with joy. May I be safe, free from danger, free from harm. And may I be free from illness. May I be free from suffering. May I live in harmony with all life. And may everything that comes to me in this life help me to develop peace, joy, loving kindness, and equanimity. May I be free from confusion and misunderstanding and misperception. And may I see through the eyes of the Buddha whenever I encounter anyone, not getting caught in greed, anger, or delusion. May I be generous, offering whatever I can, whenever I can, whenever it's needed. May I truly be filled with peace. Turn to your root practice.